adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to adventures in pathfinding.
In front of
them. What?
Yeah, well, really? No, I stand past you. I'm like, fine.
800 feet.
800 feet.
It's the weirdest building thing ever.
As you're going down.
Off of Resident Evil, is that what we're
doing? Well, I feel like everyone in Morningburg should just move. Like,
I have a question.
Go start something with Earl.
Can I do a smell check to see if, like, I smell the blight?
What's a smell check? Perception check.
Like, can Shiver smell because they have a heightened sense of smell to see if, like, he smells, like, what blight is or, like. Because since he was with us when we did the nature check for blight.
Yeah, like that instant. Interesting. Keep going down and we'll
it's a natural 20.
At one point.
Yeah, but since they're selling sulfur.
He smells some of the blight stuff down there.
That's all he knows?
Oh, another blight den.
So.
Okay, I say thank you and I put him on like a hat, like he's a hat and I wear him on.
What?
Like Davy Crockett?
Okay. He's tired. He needs a rest.
Yeah, buddy.
I got a nice flat head for him to sit on.
I can't wait till Shivers dies.
Then he really will.
Well, I hope you like waiting forever.
A separate session for the funeral because David's gonna make it like 2 hours long.
Have a eulogy.
Yeah. All right.
Shivers' family's gonna show up.
Mama Shivers.
So the time
Shivers.
You start getting to the bottom of the stair, you see the stone has it's like changed as it's gone down. All 800 feet, you can like actually see where.
Yeah,
I remember if you guys knew the Dark Knight discussion, we said that the town's kind of been built on top and on top and on top. You can kind of start seeing almost kind of like how a tree's rings. You can see different ages going down. And the last about 100 feet or so, it starts turning into natural cavern, and then it's all naturals, like natural cave.
So does Tabitha start getting off on the old stone? Because like, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the good stuff.
Yes,
that's
the
good
stuff.
Did you want a beer?
Oh my god. No, I definitely think we shouldn't just go down
left.
Here anymore. Like, it's no longer man-made.
I don't give none, and I lead the procession.
Now you're all on board for being in the...
I don't like to be alone. I get scared.
That's right. That's really why he eventually showed up with us. Because he's like, hey, where did Rose go?
Where's everybody going?
I don't want to be by myself again.
Sorry.
I leave and go back to the inn.
With your head down.
Makoa always understands.
Yeah, like sad Charlie Brown music playing.
Makoa's like, I got violently raped and violated. I'm like, I know, and everybody wanted to help me open that door.
You Makoa can hug it out.
Right. I don't want to wipe my thing off with beer.
What? I don't want to fight. I want to talk this out with these things.
Can you handle zombie? Do you have that spell?
I'm waiting for channel energy. That's kind of like handling
I'm waiting
zombie.
For the cranberry reference again.
Zombie!
I can't say that song.
How about, do you have to? Do you have to let it linger?
That's fine.
You know I'm such a fool.
Alright, that's what you see at the spot you're at now.
Are those fountains?
Nope, those are pillars.
Okay, so I go bathe in the fountains.
Okay.
Right.
Roll a 4-2 save?
No, I'm... Why?
You said you're bathing in the fountains?
They're not fountains, so I know. It's a joke.
Are you telling him? Are you telling you?
I'm telling everyone.
You tell yourself, it's a joke. David, it's a joke. I can't do it.
No, David, you're right. No.
I can't bathe in stone.
I am not a badger. No,
break.
Yes, you are. I am badger.
Sandy break and then do like a separate session where he's trying to get back to normal. He's trying to reclaim like his sanity.
Badgers everywhere.
What did the pillars look like they're made out of?
You gotta get closer to them.
I said I was at the Vanguard.
Is this crazy David or is this normal David?
Yeah. Oh, so you push past everybody else.
Yeah, I said
that
a couple times.
So you're right here.
Yeah.
Yep. Well,
I don't know, that's not like an opportunity attack type of moment.
I gotta draw some more.
He's gotta draw the end.
Give him a flat tire.
Why
are
you hitting yourself?
I I don't like that I'm the tank for this group anymore.
You're not the tank. You just always go forward.
Well, I am, because if you think about it, what do you got? You got a rogue. You got a bard. What are you, a sorcerer?
You made.
And a,
yeah, but who has the highest AC?
I have 18.
I don't mean.
What do you have, bard? 19.
Yeah, I have 17, so...
Are you really proud of that 18? Because I have a 17.
I have 17.
All right, you're the... I retreat and throw Freshmaker in front.
Hey, did you see any of those dragons?
Yeah.
What? What dragons? The drakes? Yeah. I saw them drag it to the limit.
Drag it to the limit!
You guys sing different songs when I hear Drake It to the Limit.
That's cool.
I hear the Eagles.
Drake It to the Limit.
I hear the Eagles. Drake It to the Limit.
I can hear
one more time.
I hear the song from Scarface. The one that's real upbeat. Almost like a montage. It is a montage.
Take it to the limit.
I don't know. That one. Is that what they're singing?
Yeah.
I don't
know. It's Push It to the Limit.
I don't even know that song.
Push It to the Limit.
I don't know.
I see that much?
Yep. I feel like it's the same...
it's way different.
It's the same, like, song as, like, Danger Zone. Almost.
Yeah, it's really similar to something like that.
Kenny Loggins?
Yeah.
Might be Kenny.
It probably is. It's probably on the Top Gun soundtrack.
Drink it to the limit.
It's totally not what I was
one more time. Worry down the highway.
Is this what you sing to Shivers?
No, I sing Shivers. You are the prettiest badger that has ever been. Your fur is just like silk. I'd like to stroke it. It is the softest thing. I wish that I was a badger, so
that's
I
why
could
Shivers
be
keeps coming back.
It's also why he's ineffectual in combat.
What are you talking about? He bit some shit. I'll bite your bones. That's what he said. He said, I'll bite your bones.
Oh, Giles.
Okay. Big. That's too big.
Eric is laying down tiles of things. I don't know what's happening. I assume I'll be dead soon.
Okay, so that'll work. Yeah. That's putting it nicely.
This is an ad. And skip ad.
It's an ad? Yeah.
Yeah, I think of this all the time, too.
They have to play copyright soon.
We are a battle music for now on.
Shivers to the limit.
Get it, Shivers. Shivers to the limit. What is this from?
Scarface.
Sounds way too positive
to be in
Scarface.
But it is.
Like the,
yeah, they're not showing the actual scene.
So how much are we on this guy?
Exactly.
Like 6 cents, probably.
That song is awesome.
Terrible.
Well, yeah, maybe it's awful to someone that doesn't know how to push it to the
right.
Alright,
I want to read this description.
Everybody down here is trying to push it to the limit.
I think you should read it over.
That's the case.
I haven't seen the movie in a long time. Brian De Palma.
Ancient stone pillars support a stone ceiling here. Thick sheets of pale fungus and mold cake most surfaces. To the south, a hall is collapsed in rubble, but to the north it opens into a vast cavern in which eerie glowing light flickers. A thick, dry smear of black slime and strange circular prints in the mold runs from a flight of stairs in the west wall north into this cavern.
Survival check. Footprints.
Survival check. The footprints. I need my die.
I am a robot.
I am a robot. I do what Dustin says. Survival check. Footprints.
Make sure they're not human footprints. Those human
footprints. Also taste footprints. It's yours.
That is a 17. Oh no, I'm sorry. I wrote sloppy.
Please
that
enter.
Will
Next
be
command.
A22. / enter, control, alt, F.
Standby mode. I am Skynet.
I don't... Can I play the rest of the episode talking like Data from...
Yeah, if you can.
I don't understand, Captain. Push it to the limit. I will do research to try to understand it more at a human physiologically level. By pushing it to the limit will make sense to human. But me...
Did you find what Jake said?
Yes, sir.
I will do a perception check and follow
up. Hey, shut up. It's not your turn.
You shut up, robot.
So what happened... So what you see for those footsteps... That's what you're looking at, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I got a video for you. What's it do? What's your total hit points?
47 on that 34.
So,
right,
so you do have more
the circular things that you think are footsteps.
Sure.
Go up to here. They look rather large, and it almost looks like it squeezed itself down to fit through the stairs going up, and that's what you're guessing made all the slime.
Oh, that's
so. I don't have any idea what it is.
No.
Good.
You got that from your cyber check. You don't know what it was that made it or what.
Ben, so do you have any knowledge of your past lives?
Yeah, I
sure do.
Sure do, bye.
Well, don't tell us, I guess.
I don't speak of my past lives. They're personal.
Just send me a note.
So they're just circles?
It's like footsteps.
You is that, is that
you
when
you assume that the thing is like a quadruped? Whatever.
Is that when Jesus was carrying me?
What's Jesus not a quadruped?
So wait,
like it's
okay. So these are the pillars.
What's
the
what
are those?
So that's the same thing.
Still
so
the pillars.
It's a formation. Either numbers. God, everybody knows that.
Okay, so I see the. Do I see this part over here?
Yep.
I go, that looks curious. And me and Shiv Dog start walking over there.
Oh, like the probe and stuff, yeah.
All right, so I walk towards this place.
What's everybody else doing?
I don't need them attacking anyone.
What's everybody else doing? Or is David doing everything?
Nothing bad.
We're all behind him.
David, make my perception check.
You gonna move your guys' characters? Or
I've had good luck staying back so far.
Do we need
so
to choose specific places we're following the tracks, I thought, right?
I'm gonna move right there.
So
I'm gonna feel really good about it.
I guess I'll be behind David. I'm somehow like the second tank in this party. I don't know how that happened, but
you're a bard.
Yeah, I could take some hits. Like 3 and then I die. It's great.
And then you can give hits back. That's the other good thing.
Well, yeah, I can try.
I'm not doing anything.
Have him be the pony.
No, me and Shivers aren't doing anything. I'm waiting for everybody else.
Go directly where we will go.
What are you doing?
Sorry.
It's all right, let's do this.
I get knocked
this
down.
Room.
Can I get up again? I don't know. I don't want to be the guinea pig here. That's a problem, Eric, because you made us all scared. Is that the tree?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it like a garbage area where we can
fall like...
It's
debris.
The water.
Debris.
That's water?
Well, I'll move with him. See what's going on.
Let's go. Alright. I'll read this part here.
For who?
An immense cavern sprawls here. Its floor, an uneven jumble of loose stones and fungus. Its ceiling raising like a church cathedral to a height of nearly 100 feet. Glowing fungus grows thick on the walls, bathing the cavern in ugly hues of purple and pale blue. Topple pillars and mounds of rubble dot the western half of the cavern, while to the east a mound of fungus, bones, and rubble rises. The mound's apex squats a flat-top altar stone with towering barren trees rising on three sides, their leafless branches twisted and groping towards the ceiling above as if in search for a stunned warmth they shall never feel. A trickle of what appears to be sludge runs thickly and slowly from the hollow under the altar stone to gather to the northwest of the hill in a swampy pool. Four cave passages branch off from the cavern, but only the one to the southeast has not been blocked by a series of relatively new-looking iron bars. A swath of black slime and round footprints winds from the wide passageway to the southwest up the southern bank of the pool of sludge.
Who's going in the sludge?
Badger.
Nope.
Damn it. Either you or the badger, that's how it works.
You didn't have a problem jumping in that water last time.
I think we're only going to use half of this. Everybody kind of gets the picture of what it is, right?
Yeah.
Blood. Death and doom. Alright, so we got that path.
Okay, well, I will come over here to see if I can, see anything useful or somehow. Just something in this, debris pile. See if there's anything I can,
give me a perception check. 11 to the south.
I wish somebody made that kind
just
of music.
Not very good.
I get it.
People do.
No, you just find a bunch of rubble and stuff.
Fire beetles?
Yeah, this looks like the part of the whatever the structure was collapsed over here.
And you find
it doesn't look like
acid
I mean,
right
it looks,
down there?
It looks like it's been that way for a while.
It does?
Yes.
Oh.
It's not like recent.
Got an old timey rubbish over here.
Mm-hmm. Old timey rubbish. What's David and Shivers doing?
We're just hanging out.
Hanging out. What's Rice doing?
Sneaking.
Okay. Kenny.
Let's see. Where do we want to go?
Let's have a good one. Motor bomb.
Let you guys move back to the bomb. What do we got? Three passageways off of this, is that right?
Those two over there are sealed by bars.
Oops. Oh, that's what we're on.
Yeah. Not into this dungeon stuff. Not literally. That one, I'm not sure if we can pass through it or not, but I know there's a passage this way, too.
What do you suppose is behind the bars?
Yeah,
let's look at the bars.
Yeah, let's take a look at what's past the bars.
Ryan, what's your AC?
17.
As you guys start exploring.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan, what were you doing?
Kind of in the water.
Kind of expecting
just
the water.
Just run away from what you're doing. Teleport. Do something.
As you guys are doing that, you feel crossbow bolt.
Ooh.
18 points of damage.
Holy shit.
What?
What? Where?
Hey, he's not mythic. Don't do it to me. Actually, don't do it to me either.
That's a lot of freaking points of damage. Where is this guy shot coming from?
Yeah, it's
We're gonna hit you in your body, Ryan. Mento.
Knee.
Where did they touch you?
The most vital place in your body.
Sorry.
The knee.
Used to be an adventurer.
Used to be.
It took a crossbow bolt.
I almost made it to a mythic character. And I took the arrows. Knee.
What trajectory did it hit you?
Yeah, what's the angle?
Figure this guy out.
It's like the bolt hits you in a really a weak spot.
Like the pinky toe.
In an artery or something.
My knee?
Yeah.
Not in his knee.
It's a mortal artery.
Well, that's not good.
What's that thing?
Did that guy shoot it?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Fire and retaliation.
What's that?
A fire and retaliation.
What's that?
Scorching Ray.
Oh. Well, that was a surprise round this week.
So next round,
Probably
have to roll initiative then.
Yes, sir.
So far away though, I don't want to roll initiative.
You're gonna call your shot like Babe Ruth.
At 20,
sir.
15.
Center field.
Top 12 is pushing me to the limit.
All right, Tabby.
What? Oh, never mind, 12.
I thought you yeah, I was like, what do you want?
I was like, how the hell did I go first with 12?
Rice?
It's like a
20.
It's like everyone just not rolled.
Kenny?
19.
There we go.
David?
15.
Chambers?
6.
So you guys turn around and look at it, and it looks like a, you guys will recognize it as a ghoul of some kind.
Like what we fought before?
Yeah, but this one looks a lot, looks advanced compared to the other one.
So he's had a couple years of college?
Yeah, he's got some,
advanced ghouls and ghosts.
He's got a bachelor's.
Yeah.
Some advanced ghouls and ghosts.
And what he will do...
And he also fired a crossbow?
Yep.
Yeah. What? Kind of messed up undead. Just firing
weapons?
Yep. Kind of well, yeah, actually, I read that on Reddit. Like, whatever they died with, they retain that skill. And
the ghouls are a little different. They're more like...
Gross. Well, I'm too far away. You guys do your thing.
No, I'm just going to hang up.
He goes first.
Your shield.
He throws down
a trap.
Actually, he runs this way.
It's a trap.
He throws down a dance competition.
He runs right through here, and then he throws like a something here while he's running, and it like bursts into flame. David, you'll know what it's alchemy fire. And he keeps running.
Hey, run into it.
I know what that is.
Let's just not even engage him.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
He ran.
Good thing we rolled initiative.
Yeah. Go back the other way. I don't even know what he's...
If only
there's... We'll go through everybody's turn right now. So it's Minto next.
What are you rolling for?
23 on Use Magic Device. For a Wand of Pure Light Wounds.
Have you failed a roll yet?
Yeah.
When?
How does that...
Well, he failed the roll to
two
not.
Ago.
He failed the roll
so
for not to be awesome.
When you use it on yourself, you just like point it at what's hurt or on your face.
All right,
like,
it's
put up your butt.
Rice, you're next at 20.
It's internal. You have to stick it inside you.
Yeah. You're not even hurt. What are you doing,
Rice?
So you just went running down.
You went running away.
I'm guessing there's other people in there.
David, don't go over there.
Just gonna sneak over here.
Make a fortitude save.
It's blood. I'm gonna search for any kind of traps or anything I see that way. It's blood.
Oh man, the first time the evil was so bad. That translation was so good.
You'd almost be a Jill sandwich.
Be a what?
Just like the translations for.
You'd be a Jewel sandwich?
Jill sandwich.
For you, the master of all lockpicks.
Yeah.
Like,
when you first run into the, there's a dining room with a fireplace, and there's a pool of blood by it, or a fireplace. You run in there, and Barry's down there is one of the guys.
It's Barry.
He's like. He's one of the guys.
Oh, one of the guys. Okay, sorry.
He's just like. Blood. As you run up on it. And then Jill's like,
what is it?
And he's like, remake for the GameCube.
Alright,
it
is...
What about for
64? Never played.
Was there one?
No, there was...
Know.
It was developed.
Shit.
No, it was... They started developing it, but it
Kenny?
I'm gonna see what's up. Since I'm over here, I'll see what's behind these bars. Perception check or anything? Which one?
Yep.
Nine.
It
or
looks like
it's 30.
It looks like it goes and winds around. You'd have to bend the bars down if you wanted to go through, but it looks like it goes quite a bit down. You do see some footprints on there, like something came to the bars and then like, turned around or something.
Okay.
Cool.
Humanoid tracks?
Yeah, humanoidish. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird looking.
They aren't normal boots or anything like
do,
that?
Do a lore. Or local. Lodge local. Or, yeah, or history or local, whichever side.
27.
Though they are slightly clawed, you'd say it's probably a ghoul of some kind.
Ah. Well, I don't want to bend those bars. My turn over.
Do it. It's not my bending arms.
What's on the walls?
On the walls down here are just bare, but down here it's got that fungus, that stuff that's making the room go bluish.
I'll take some of the fungus.
Okay.
Actually, I got one more question. Is it a grate?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it a... Does it look like there's a lever or something on the
side? No, it looks more like it's...
How do we know it's fungus?
Well, I guess it'd be more of a grate type thing, yeah.
I'll take some of the fungus and do a nature check on it.
Okay.
That's not what I want to
make sure it doesn't taste like human.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mostly put it in your mouth.
That'll be at 21.
Eat that mushroom.
Do you want to see if you can eat it or just identify it?
I'm just looking at it.
It's some kind of fluorescent type.
Are you dead?
Then I eat it.
All right. Wait for 2 days.
No, this is apparently deadly. Oops. No.
12.
Alright, take, one point of strength damage.
No! It's a good thing your bow doesn't require strength. Or is it composite?
I don't have a composite, but either way, I still keep my bonus.
Hey, at least now I know not to eat it.
So did I learn anything about it?
It's poisonous.
Cool.
And you cook with it.
I know. Okay, can I take it and distill a poison to dip my arrows into it somehow?
You have that ability.
What's the ability?
Make poison, use poison.
I have traps, armor.
Crafts.
I have a craft that's unnamed.
You have skills points.
He finally, he's finally realized this is his calling. I eat things and I make a poison out of it.
And then I just go back to the end.
Alright.
Jerk.
All right, let's go to Tavix.
Did it seem like that ghoul was the one that had like the slime with it?
You didn't really get to look at it. You don't really know what's going on. You just heard Pimento kind of scream in pain, and then you seen some of the guys kind of explore that area.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess I'll head in closer to the commotion. And I'll end my turn here.
So we down 8 hit points.
Alright, Shivers.
Jesus. Oh, wait.
What's the floor made out of?
Where are you at?
Cavern.
Oh, I can't heal you, okay.
So,
I gotta cure
dirt?
A wand
dirt.
Of my burrow. Moves.
Okay.
Clear just, yeah, yeah. It's like 10.
I'm be a 20, whatever. It's more than enough to get in the burrow.
Alright, so he burrows.
What's he find?
What?
I don't know, he just digging down.
You,
I don't know what
you tell
I
me.
I don't know what he's looking for. I don't know.
He's just digging, seeing what
he's
he finds.
Scared. He finds a...
Finds dirt. Lots of dirt.
He finds home.
Infinite
that's
dirt.
That's where his heart is.
Nope, doesn't find nothing. So he went back to the inn, so he's gone.
What?
He said he went back to the inn.
No, he didn't.
What he said?
I heard him.
He didn't want me to. I was just joking around.
Oh, phew.
I need him to eat more things.
Alright, we'll go ahead and stop initiative. Alright.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
What a dick.
Alright, so I'm gonna check the other green.
What is he, like a terrorist? Hit and run?
Same kind of thing. We roll.
Yeah, you can tell it's about the same type of thing just coming up to it.
Okay.
Alright. Inspect the pool.
Wait, you?
17.
You're not finding anything. Somebody else doing?
Over this way, heading towards that other opening.
Okay.
Well, not on fire.
What's the other people
doing? Anyone else coming with me?
Right.
Is the fire still going?
Yep.
Fuck that, we're sitting right here.
You're not going to come check out the opening?
Yeah, I'll come check out.
David, go in first.
I'm not going in first.
Send the badger in.
I'm hurt.
Send Shivers in.
Shivers is even more hurt.
Alright, I'll go first.
We'll come here. I'll channel energy.
I'll start going
give
first.
Give me a big group hug. Everyone gather around.
Do I need... How light is it? Is it
a little... you can see... Well, you can definitely see since you're... what is this stuff?
Nah, it's a dungeon wall.
Yeah, if you guys want me to heal it real quick, just get closer.
Do you have restore new restoration? Like, restore strength?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You want some?
You have that
for all of them.
How much gold? I do. How much gold do you have? Ever since that one
gold time
session, I just leave it alone. How much gold do you have,
dude? You don't worship Abadar anymore. How much, do you value your life?
Like, I'm even more
cracked in all these different directions. I was like,
I mean, I don't need it. I'm not losing my plus to anything, but it'd probably be good to be healed.
No, I'll get 10, so.
Well, actually, let's not bother with it.
You sure?
Those sarcophagus.
Yeah, don't waste that spell.
Okay. Well, I can cure... I still have
this cavern contains...
Well, if you could heal me and Shivers,
looks to have been a campsite for 5, judging by the number of empty bed rolls along the walls, a few shelves, and scattered books on them. A fire pit and even a crude wooden table provide the furnishings for the site.
Not another table. So, campsite.
Basically, yeah.
I just forget what it is.
I'm going to check out the campsite.
God, should I do whimsy?
It's coming here.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how many points.
I'm gonna do Wednesday.
Okay.
Come on, baby. Make this good.
Yes!
Yeah, another one.
Alright. Hey, look at that. 9 points.
Sweet.
For Badger. Well, I guess Shivers. He's a person, too.
Shivers at full health?
David,
I'm pretty much at full health.
And then if anyone else is hurt, you get 9 points. I think you guys are okay, though.
I've got -7.
Was there a campfire?
What?
Was there a campfire?
Do you want me to make one?
No, this is a campsite.
No. Oh, okay, sorry. I didn't hear that part. I was healing while Eric was talking.
Alright, I'm just going to search for Eric.
There's a Brett. Professional chance.
Got that.
Search.
Arrow. That would be 27.
Jesus.
I can roll 20, and roll 20 and hit 27 perception.
I get +11 for that.
No, I'm fine with it. You're on our team.
You're the one with the crazy eyes.
You find in two of the bedrolls have dead bodies in them.
Oh, shit.
These two over here.
Oh, they've been done.
Looks like recently. One looks like a humpback, druidish looking guy of some kind. The other one, this looks like a human, but his leg is missing. And it looks like it kind of got bitten off.
So, given that we've been dealing with the undead, do we stab these guys?
Yeah.
Shambling
fire. Burn them.
That could be shambling
do you
fire.
Want...
Well, not to worry about the other
side. Can I assume you're searching their bodies as well? What do you?
Yeah.
Am I getting bit?
Is that before or after?
During.
While one person's reaching into their pocket, the other one's cutting the handle.
Alright, note on the hunchback guy, you've got it kind of looks like a really, really crappy looking cloak, but I don't know, it looks like there might be something to it.
Oh. Magics.
And he has a...
Magic people.
And he has a ring.
Should I detect
with
magic?
Like a little,
I can hear it too.
Little fish ingrained on it.
Ooh, I like rings. What's that?
It's Aquaman's ring.
Yeah.
How can you get the ability to talk to fish?
You'll
get to hear all the fish's thoughts.
And the other guy...
Maybe Namor.
The other guy, he's got... like a set of bracers that look almost identical to the one that Minto got earlier today.
What do those do for you?
Plus two armor.
Nice.
He's also got a...
Like
a he also has a wand on him.
Can I detect magic on
all of it? Also, the easy one, but you guys got distracted by the dead bodies. On the table is a rather thick manual. Type like book.
I can read. I'm a reader.
Two. We all got some ability to do these things here.
So you guys are doing detect magic, you said?
Let's gather them up and put them on the table.
I'm assuming you probably detect magic for one group zero levels. I'll do
Me
the...
Too.
Cloak. Okay.
I'll do the ring.
That's right. The wand.
Ring.
I'm sorry.
Our powers combined. We'll detect all these magic. Oh wait,
it just says what the aura is on it.
I always get excited.
The
cloak has a I never can say this right. Abjuration.
Abjuration.
Yeah. Nailed it. The ring has transmutation on it. Bracers have abjuration on it. Wand has evocation on it.
So you have magic.
And somebody roll perception check for me.
Spellcraft is
13.
I'm going to guess my spellcraft's not as good as yours, but. Yeah.
Can you identify without using the spell?
I think you have to use spellcraft to identify.
Yeah, spellcraft.
But there's an identified spell.
Yeah, it gives you a plus 10 to spell.
Oh, I can use identify.
I am not trained in spellcraft, so I cannot.
I get a plus 11 for that one.
You're not trained in spellcraft? I'm trained in spellcraft.
It says trained only. Appreciate it. You have to train it.
So, 26.
And one what?
Whatever.
Plus, I'm a divine.
I guess I was looking at the
that's part of it.
Ring.
I mean, I haven't leveled up in it, but I have
26.
It naturally.
That's good enough. It's a ring of swimming.
Chosen it.
Oh
no, it's one of my skills.
As a ranger. All
right.
Yeah.
So, hey, you wanna
county. Here you go.
What are you
counting? Stuff that we're finding.
Didn't want to say Jew.
yeah, we'll be fine.
First of all, we've got a ring of swimming.
I'll take that.
That's not part of the deal.
Hey, all get a cut.
Should we see? Just let's.
We got a wing of swimming. What else?
I can't identify any of it.
I have troubles with ours. I'm sorry.
So, I mean, we're going to pretty much just keep doing this until everything's identified anyway.
Yeah. You want to take a 20 on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't we just.
All right, so.
I'll do a perception check for watch.
It's
20. Or we can have non-magic people.
That's right. When it comes to I can't identify anything.
So we have a ring of swimming.
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
The cloak and the cloak of protection, plus one.
Plus one armor.
Yeah. The bracers are bracers of armor, plus one.
So the armor is a thing of armor? Okay.
And the wand is Chill Touch. It's got 15 charges in it.
Who wants that?
What's that good?
Alright, write it down. It's over erasing it. Ring of Swimming, what's the bonus?
It'll give you a plus two to swimming.
Oops, so Dan's shitty swimming.
I was going to say, you know, that's you. He only wants to
30 charges.
Dives in with your 50. Mermaid.
I'm going to marry a mermaid. I should be able to swim well.
No,
mine's
take it.
3. What's the lowest swimming score?
I have a plus 7 to swim in.
Oh.
But he wants to marry a mermaid.
I'm going
to
marry a mermaid.
Give it to him right now. He needs a swimming.
Oops. I put it on.
One.
Nobody got to swim in. Zero.
No one wants to swim.
But he doesn't need to swim. Why
if you take it out,
we got water.
If you take 10, you get a dog paddle.
I took it. It's mine.
What do you got?
I'm going to wear it until we're done with this adventure.
Oh, I don't want it.
Give it to Phil.
He doesn't need it.
He's got a 0 for swimming. He might have to swim.
Because he shouldn't swim.
Hold on, Phil. If you want, I have a cloak of stealth.
I'll give you a...
You should take that, and I'll take the cloak of protection.
I'll give you a backpack.
You get more slots, like 16.
ring.
Do you want to swim?
No.
You need to swim. You need something.
It's hydrophobic.
He's afraid of water, isn't he?
Maybe I am afraid of water.
Okay.
Wouldn't you rather boost somebody with a good benefit to it than...
Because if we all have to swim, then we're...
Who wants the bracers?
I'll help him. Who wants the bracers? I don't even know what that means.
Phil and I are doing a trade for... I have a cloak of stealth I've had on, but since I have a native to dexterity anyway, it doesn't help.
So you're taking the
protection
bracers
cloak,
and he's saying...
No, I'm taking the cloak protection.
Okay. So everything has been claimed. Who took the bracers?
Brian's already got a pair of bracers.
So
he's already got that pair.
So nobody wants the bracers?
Someone should take them. Because they're not a slot.
Well, he took the wand and he took the bracers?
I got bracers at the start of this game.
Yeah, he got the bracers right away.
Then who took these last bracers we just got? Who wants them?
One, yeah.
Now, if you're wearing armor, I don't think the bracers will stack with you.
No, does it?
So it's...
They don't, really?
No.
Okay, well, we'll just...
I'm not sure if the cloak will either. You have to see if it's an armor or shielding bonus.
That is a shielding bonus, not armor.
Okay, so...
So anybody can...
So bracers,
so
we'll
okay
just sell them. We'll just sell the bracers when we get into town since nobody wants them.
What, do you have armor?
I'm done with that.
I will go with
leather.
Okay.
Leather?
That seems really weird.
It's an elven cloak. It's +5 to stealth.
How many rings can you wear?
Two.
I'm wearing two?
Unless you're married.
And I've got
unless you get the magical monkey. That's the monkey hand. You can wear a ring on it.
It's true.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Or be an alchemist and
throw
a third arm. Or fourth arm.
How about a fifth?
No, really good.
Damn
it. Is that in this book?
Nah.
Those bracers.
I mean, it's hilarious.
Okay, so the cloak of protection was +1, correct?
Oh,
yes. So that's just a +1 bonus AC. Right, Joe?
Correct.
Yep. Yeah.
I look around, I put my ring on, I look around for any water, and go. And
there you
swim.
Go.
Swim. No.
And water.
Is there anything on the other side? The water.
Wall.
I feel like Eric's trying to kill my character. So I'm not going
to
fall for anything.
Hey, I've always tried to
kill all your
characters. I always try to kill a character. Never works.
I'm just going to stand back.
It's my job.
I'm done being the Fort Wythe guy. Everybody else can do it.
What? I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Being the front guy?
Mm-hmm.
Just all of us magic users here just...
You're not a magic user.
I have an AC of 19 now.
Well,
I will happily run
I'm a kind of everything, and that's one thing I can do.
All right, fine. I run into wherever.
Yeah.
You didn't mention the book, right? Yeah, I didn't mention
the
book. Nobody cares. They're like, ring.
I
want to swim.
Yeah.
I want to swim.
What's the book?
I don't read. I only read magic.
Is it something we can read right. The language of it?
Book is called...
Undead
Female Bukkake. How to
Heal. Stealth one. I know that's you way more than helps me.
Being undead and
yeah,
you change your experience.
With a +5.
The book is called the.
The monkey leg?
Necrotic manuscripts.
Necrotic.
You take that, Clary.
Oh, okay.
I think that's.
No, if I
want to
read this,
no.
So that's Deadport.
Roll.
That's right up these guys' alley.
No, you already said
hi.
Roll.
Roll what?
A linguistics.
I know more languages than you.
I was going to say, I don't have linguistics at all.
Okay, well, you do it, then show it to me, and I'll do a linguistics check.
Well, can I just, when I grab it, can I just, I don't know this language?
And then show it
yes.
To me?
Yes. Okay.
I mean,
be
you
like,
look at it, you say that.
And you'd be like, here, you take a look
well,
at it.
Because I know, I literally know Common and Dwarven and Orc.
Well, show it to me. So, are you showing it to me?
Yeah.
That's a 19.
Nice.
Let me double check. I'm pretty sure I have a 7. Yeah, 19.
David, you recognize the language it's written in as Eklo?
Oh, I understand that language.
See, however, it is so...
Fucked up.
Revolted. And, an old version of Eklo, you'd guess. But then it's, written almost like it's written over itself. And it's just, it hurts your head to look at it with that.
So the language of madness... Is written maddeningly.
Yes.
So do I just write anything?
Not with that roll.
With a 19?
Well,
no.
Okay.
I have a skill check specifically.
No, okay.
Here.
No, I trust you.
I can do competent languages.
Skill
so they would have that skill spell.
I don't know what that is.
I think that's spoken or written language.
I think it's spoken. Written. I'm pretty sure it's spoken.
No, it's, you can understand the spoken words of creatures or read otherwise an incomprehensible written language. That's
awesome.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
We're about to learn some
I want that, too. I have it.
you don't have
I find a ring.
Yes, it all sounds good.
Do you want me to... Can I use that, then?
Yeah.
One scene a day.
But do you know... Well, I guess you won't have to. Just...
No one else has it.
No, I don't think anyone else has it. But just taking like a glancery look through it, you would guess that you would take.
Can take damage from the frog.
No.
You go insane.
You take 10 insanity points.
It would take at least 11 hours to get any kind of understanding.
All right, guys, let's hunker down. Let's
it's just really complicated.
Some space. We'll start a campfire. We'll cook them dinner.
Well, what if I assist him since I know the language? Can I like help him in some ways? Shorten it.
That is the.
It's still 11 hours. We're not going to be sitting here for 11 hours.
Well, it's. I got time. It'd be more probably be better for him helping you since you have all the linguistics.
You want to help me, buddy?
I don't even say it like that.
He's like,
yeah, I'll figure it out.
Once and necessary are different things. All right. What do we do? I mean, 11 hours, though. What do you mean?
So if he helps me, like, can we do a check to see how long it would take if he helped me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to roll again?
Yeah. You're so far away.
Tavon says, nerds.
Nerds. Didn't roll very well, though.
15.
Yeah, all three of you guys didn't roll very well. Duh, this is maddening.
Bug dumb! I throw it away. No, I'll just, we'll carry it. I'll just
throw
it back
in the water. So you can try it in your ring.
Do we have anything waterproof? And throw the book at the ghoul. It might kill him. What do we have? Do we have anything that's waterproof to put this in?
If it doesn't, I
have a backpack.
But if it does, then
it's true.
I'll wrap it in my bedroll and then put it in my backpack. And give it some,
It also weighs 45 pounds.
The book is like this big.
Yeah.
That's what it takes. Was like
it's the size of me.
I think 11 hours is pretty generous, actually.
All right, let's go into that weird room.
I don't want
a weird room.
That one.
This one.
Oh, that's where we found all the stuff? I thought we were
right here. There.
I go
mean, that was all part of it.
All we got that's not like barred up is over that direction.
I want to do a nature check on the water to see if it's strange anyway, if it's just normal water.
Okay.
Drink it.
I need...
Is it strange?
You might knock on that.
I got a goblet. That
would be a 15. I'm sorry, 14. Okay. Well, it was fun.
No,
I'll just play a Shivers from now on.
We're in Hentai Dungeon.
Is that what you would do if a character died?
What did you get, a 14?
Yeah, 14.
And what was it? What type of check?
Nature. I mean, the one that would tell me the most.
Well, nature is much.
You could be a Shivers close to find a new...
Finally, David. I know David.
You don't notice anything weird. Well, it looks more like sludge other than water, I guess.
Does it look like the blight stuff at all?
Kinda. I mean, it doesn't have like the same consistency of that stuff. But what catches your eye more is that the trees around the altar here aren't natural at all, and you get a sense that they're some kind of
undead trees.
Yeah, exactly. They're kind of
how
like
thick are they?
A what?
Never really thought about undead.
Undead
trees.
Yes.
Like if I want to try to cut it down,
it'd probably take you a turn or two with like a really sharp object. But I mean, it's not like
I'll take my masterwork longsword and cut it down.
Okay, falls over.
Is there like any sap or residue?
Nope, it's like it's a dead tree.
So no,
nothing. And even oddly enough, it doesn't have any rings on it.
Dead
maples. Oh my god!
Can I do a nature check on the tree? Or do you want
to
go?
It turned out to be one of the oldest trees
in existence.
About 5 minutes. And you're
well, I didn't do it on the tree. I did it on the water.
No, that's what you would know if you got the tree. I just did that because the trees are right next to it.
Oh, okay. I'll take a sample of the tree. Maybe it'll make some good arrows later.
Put it in your mouth, maybe. Please.
I force feed it to Tabitha.
Once you get past the splinters,
I told you you've been marking up your own bag.
Alright, what are we doing now?
Well, we got two choices. We either go after the guy that shot me, or go after the
town. He's still in
your perfect. Going after the guy that shot
like
your pop?
Passive aggressive way.
Did
we wait
no, he didn't shoot
hours?
My hand. He shot me in the back.
No,
it fucking hurt.
No, we
shot
didn't
him in the knee, and he's now a little longer in the bedroom.
We did not.
You
see
the other people
hours.
On Reddit griping about that that saying from Skyrim?
Did you know it's making an appearance in Elder Scrolls too?
What saying?
They're saying that I
Elder
took an
Scrolls
arrow to the knee. It was like a Nordic saying of when you get married or something.
Oh.
Oh, like you're being forced to.
Oh.
Yeah. I
really?
Guess
I've never heard that.
I haven't heard that either.
I've never, like,
one of my friends commented on it. Like, yeah, I think it's more of a related to an inside joke from Elder Scrolls people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Because I'm over 700 hours in the game and I haven't seen that reference.
What, the arrow? Well, no, it's not in the game. It's, like, real Nordic people. It's real life.
Let's go down the hall. We'll do it.
Let's go. That way.
I take some samples of the wood and go down the hall.
So, the fire's still going?
Can I call it werewood?
Oh, I was going to say, we've been hanging out here for a while.
We call it what?
Werewood?
W-E-I-R? No, you can't.
It's a tree that turns into a
human.
Oh, what should I call it?
Woodware.
Woodware. Call it magic wood.
Magic wood? Ooh, like in the morning.
Yes. I had that once. It lasted for 7 hours.
Yeah, I had to call the doctor. So there's nothing in this weird blood room?
On the altar thing, you see that guy's leg.
Who's leg?
It's been chewed on and parts of it are eaten off and the bone.
You
want to
use it like a club?
So that looks
can
really,
I do a delicious
you
check?
Said it looked
yes.
Really, I know it's a heel check to determine, but you said it looked really recent?
Yeah. Like, not,
like, before the house came in?
I'll do a heel check.
Seven.
Hey, so wait, I do have this is going to be dumb in some ways, but... So, if you do a slashing or a piercing weapon, it does less damage to the undead, right?
Just skeletons.
Oh, skeletons. So if you took this as a club, could I use it as a club?
it would be a makeshift weapon, so you'd be at a -4 to use it.
Unless you have that...
Unless you fashion a handlebar. Like a grip.
Like a grip.
Yeah,
the bottom
of
the
foot. Using it as a club and it's a foot.
Like if you just bandage
the
leg. Let's go down that hall then.
Fine, I won't take it as a club. I just would like to be...
Can I borrow it?
That'd be kind
I'm
of
chaotic, man. Do what you want.
Do what you want, man.
I'm more chaotic. I do weird somersaults.
If I put a handle on it.
Give Eric a roll.
Roll the die.
No, I won't. I'll take the foot as a club.
All right,
that
well,
is a...
Yeah, I guess I'll start heading down the hallway that the ghoul left. Because he's a douche.
Tap it, come with me!
Grab me. All right,
don't touch me.
Right, don't touch
we're going,
me.
We're going up the path.
We're going to find it.
Path there.
I'm going to sneak by.
It's a good idea.
Dude.
You want to sit down?
Dude.
Do
no,
do
I'm
your,
actually better standing.
Do we do your...
You're tired.
Roll?
Yeah,
sure.
19.
Oh, that's
nice.
You gotta bounce it off the beer
plus
bottle.
Plus, I got a lot of stealth, too.
He's got a lot of stealth.
He said +5.
Yeah, don't forget that cloak. Yeah, +5 is.
So we're probably
I
over
feel
30.
Cheated that
so
I didn't get
you're probably
worth
I probably completely
come
forgot
on.
You're with us.
It was that, all that crap we got.
Well, you have an acid +4 acid damage.
Well, you had a +12 to sell.
Do you want the swimmer?
With the
swimmering?
+5 add 10 on the cloak. That's 17.
There was a lot of crazy shit in there. I was surprised
plus
by that.
You want the bracers?
19, yeah.
The thing is, if you use the bracers,
I never rolled out with the stack.
Armor.
What's your AC? What's your AC?
Yeah.
What? It's
Jesus.
17.
No.
17.
So
what happens is another sneak attack comes out.
Survive.
He's over here now. He shoots it. He's aiming for him. Doesn't see him, but he's in the line of sight. So you get hit by it.
That's bullshit.
So does that guy think Mento is, like, magical because the shot got absorbed right in front of him.
So wait, where's this guy
coming from?
Yeah. He's in the room we were just
nice
in.
Nice knowing your eyes.
We jammed that shit under that door. There shouldn't be anyone coming out from there.
Probably came back
out and
snuck around.
Maybe. Or maybe they opened
this
door.
Well, you guys were jacking around here for at least an hour, so I have to assume.
He could have came right back out and was like,
fire's gone. All right, now we can
23
get...
points of damage.
Whoa. Holy shit.
Sensei Toot? Are you dead?
Yeah.
No, I have 4
hit points left.
I just went...
sneaking. What the hell was that?
And then he's going to start withdrawing. So he's right over here.
Man, I want to fuck that guy up.
He can move, he can't withdraw.
Yeah, Eric.
Rule not, dude!
No, I'm going with it because I want to kill this.
Alright, go ahead and roll initiative again, everybody.
There we go.
I just brought it up that shit. Two.
How dare these people sneak around like they own the place?
You know, I think I did just buy the deed, so I do own this place. Although I'm not sure I want carry on bill presents.
It would have been kind of nice if you just sealed up this back entrance back here. That 800 foot drop, just put some
Cabot
cement.
16.
David, he shivers.
David is 14, Shivers is 21.
What?
Nice.
Shivers, bite his ankle.
I can't reach him.
Try.
I don't think any of us can, unfortunately.
I was going to say, he can mid toast the freshman. 18. Anyone who has archery can hit him.
18?
I got a bow.
Yeah, you can.
Oh.
My harp.
I should maybe get a bow at some point.
I have a harp.
Oh, I can reach him.
As an elf, I'm supposed to be very well trained.
All right, what is Shivers'
Skarum? Just because you were born an elf.
He has a 16.
But you're an expert.
Just, I'm not going to do anything. Can't do anything.
Charge!
I don't think he has a straight line. I'll just go start swimming. No, that was a fun round.
God damn it, really? Oh, we can move that far?
He did a full run, so 4 times his movement.
Well, let's just keep going.
Can we
eventually
run down?
We'll corner him.
Try.
It's like 800 feet straight up.
Well, where's he going?
Up.
Up those
he's going
stairs
up the stairs.
There. Like,
yep.
Well,
maybe he's going to the end. Let's just let him go.
Unless there's... Well, there's... Yes, so we get business. No, unless there's some other way to...
You guys have any legs?
Yeah, I'm serving ghouls.
No, if you're running away, I hope you don't go to the Bed and Badgers and get a room there for several nights.
Serving... Our special is Drake at the moment.
I hope you don't order all the Drake, and it's delicious, and they're very nice.
Please eat.
He can't eat that much faster than us, all of us, right?
Well, if he's going up the stairs, we know where that goes. There's nowhere else he can go, so if we follow him...
Yeah, fuck him.
Then what are we going to do? We're going to chase him out of the daylight.
Yeah, or if we ignore him, he's just going
to
keep ambushing.
Yeah,
us.
Really
right, I was saying we chase him.
Let's chase that some
he's
bitch.
Got nowhere else to go. Unless there's some sort of secret passage or something. But, I mean,
exactly.
So either he's going to run up into the Dark Knights and start murdering them, or we're going to get there.
Only somebody has played this map before.
I'm fine with him killing
I have a feeling I'm deviating from what
they
did.
and by that, he means he is.
Let's chase that sumbitch down.
Yeah, I'm down. Let's chase him.
Shiver's turn. And
yeah, Shiver's turn.
Do we want to do it? Like,
Shiver's
burrows.
Okay.
That'll be a 17, so he will burrow.
Out of fear.
What? He's gonna run him?
What do you find?
I got 100, so that means you find something.
Holy shit. You find something amazing?
Probably. I cannot believe I found a guy that's fucking
100. Oh, really?
He finds magical badger armor!
With wings?
Yep.
Badger.
No, he's got a guitar. And fly on whatever the fuck that guy was flying on.
That's really flash, really.
I can't believe you. Yeah. All right, let's see. What do we
I don't think any of us can. Really, he gets the
I mean, in the back of my head...
Stupidly burrow.
In the back of my head, I was like, oh, I'll keep doing that, eventually I'll get a roll. I didn't think it'd be, like, the third time you do it.
Well, because I have nothing else for him to do. I'm not going to have to chase after him.
I hate to just give props to David here, but... Should he need to get, like,
hey,
a mythic power back?
It's Shiver. If anything, Shiver should become mythic.
Shiver gets a mythic. He finds Ambrosia. Yeah. You guys are.
Nothing. I should be the command one of you guys to
burrow
and find
stuff.
That's nicely.
Yeah. Shivers will dig down, and it'll kind of do like a, oh! And it'll come up, and you'll have a, BAM! I hate when Shivers finds me!
Damn that stupid badger!
I'll get that fucking badger.
I'm gonna steal that badger away, man.
My badger!
Make some badger stew.
So are you still chasing? So are you gonna chase this guy?
I'm so tempted to do something.
Do it.
Do it. I mean, if it's good. If it's bad,
I'm going to crack up. I'm going to roll.
About a ghoul then. Just...
Do you want high or low?
Low.
If you guess this right, you get 32 is low. 32 is low. Badger shivers, digs up, goes down there.
A hunk among us?
And he has a hungamonga in his mouth.
Is it the hungamonga?
It looks very similar to the hungamonga.
What?
That you use to free what's-her-face.
I hug it.
You hungamonga!
I was guessing it was a joke, too.
I'm so excited. Hungamonga. It's like a plus two or something.
It's not going to be the same stance. It's... So right now, assume it's masterwork.
Will it come back to me?
You know.
Let's find out.
Throw it.
Okay, I throw it.
No.
I just kick it and leave it. Let's go.
I was gonna say, we don't have time.
You're not my homie.
So
it looks exactly like your other one. It's same engravings and everything.
So whatever he's doing, he's
like ecstatic.
It hasn't been my turn yet. It's only been shivers.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Mentos is next. Mentos.
I move 5 feet.
I guess the question is, are we going to... Not going to... Do out every round, are we?
No, this is just like the first thing, and then it'll be...
Okay.
Well, if you run, you can go double your speed.
Quadruple.
Yeah, but I'm not going to run that far ahead of you guys.
Well, we're all going to run.
Sprint. If that son of a bitch is sprinting, I don't want to get in the way.
I mean, because just going there is not going to help anything.
I mean, when do you have to decide to run, though? If you could get there and you saw him. And that was like a long, straight area, right? That
yeah.
So he ought to be able to see him now. He does.
So he's not the surgeon.
What race were you in? You're not advanced enough to get any of the vision stuff yet.
Shit.
Don't know, he doesn't see nothing.
Crap, alright.
He sees the darkness. He wants to use magic. Rice. So Rony.
Die.
A mortal retreat.
You can't light it or anything, right?
If I didn't run.
Well, yeah, I'm shit.
You just got a smile on your face, even though you're kind of
the one
dead.
Always smiling.
Actually, yeah, I'll just sprint up behind this. And I'm human too, so I can't see.
What's up there? Hold on, let me get ahead of you and not see what's there.
I'm guessing.
And he's saying it coughing up blood all over the place.
And this arrow deep.
Where's Weird Mask?
Typical time. Kind
of. I'm going to chase out of him, but I need to. I can't remember what my. When I use that travel ability, it's a free action, but I don't remember what it grants me.
I thought it was free movement over.
It increases my speed, too.
Oh, I thought that was a permanent thing.
No, it's a spell. Like that, it's permanent, but there's also a spell, and I think you're right with it. It just gives me free, like I can travel normally over rough terrain. So, yeah. It's just quadruple, so speed. It's like 24.
Was it diagonal? It was
diagonal,
normal.
Every other is 2, so it's like 1, 3, 4.
12.
It's rubble.
Kenny.
Okay, so 30's my base move.
What do you guys think of those skeletons?
So 6 times 4 is 1.
What I think of them?
I
thought they were a little gutless, personally.
That's true.
1, 2.
I know, probably. That was your first epic, or your mythic.
5, 6.
How are they?
7, 8, 9.
Oh, that hard. Well, I mean, Tabit, like.
Tabit kicks a lot of their asses. 14,
yeah.
15.
I mean, need one in the head, but.
16.
I'll set out next time. But
yeah, will you?
Get real flavor.
Why do you always try to take all the credit?
Well, they're undead, because that's what I do.
Well, maybe I want to.
Somewhere in there.
Do something.
I have low light vision, so can I see this guy?
You can. Like his foots.
Okay.
His foots.
My
David.
Turn. Well, Shivers is burrowing. I'm not gonna leave him alone, so I'll wait till he's done with his turn. So I'll delay my turn till he's done.
Okey-doke.
And now it's Shivers' turn. And now we've
got. It's actually this guy's turn, but yeah, this is happening at the same time.
Yeah.
Alright, do a perception check. Okay.
Oh. Did I get high?
19.
As he's running, you hear something kind of burst open.
It says bowels.
He shits all over. And then you hear more footfalls as he's running some more.
I'm not there, so I don't know what it is.
I'm thinking like Indiana Jones temple of.
You gonna jump over it?
No,
I have a feeling I know what it is, but
I have a feeling it is too.
Yeah.
Alright, we're gonna finish this round and we're gonna have to call it. So Shivers.
Okay, so we'll take our action together, and I think we have the same speed. Yeah, we have the same speed, so we'll just run. So it's quadruple?
Mm-hmm.
So it's 5 foot per square, right?
Yes.
So, let's see, I heard a click.
Hmm? Oh, I'm sorry.
Click.
So 30, so that would be 6.
Go exactly the opposite way. Turn around and hustle back the other way and shit. I'd rather not get flattened if there's some sort of trap that just got released.
Are you like shouting to us that you heard a click?
I heard a click. There was a click.
It was probably fire.
And then.
Huh?
No, I was going to say burrows, but he doesn't.
Yeah, but another hunger monger. Okay, Minto.
I will say, you can hear it, I will say that I heard it.
Oh yeah, I told you. Probably, I would guess it's
excuse
me.
So 15
unused
magic device, 15 or
24? 15, unless it's a spell you know. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's 10 plus the spell level plus the caster level it was cast at. So what are you trying to...
Cure Light
Wounds. Cure Light Wounds, so that's level... Well, I don't know. What level... Did you buy it out?
It's a level 1.
Level 1, so it'll just be 14, right? Pretty sure that's how it would work.
From this, just use a wand's 20.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's high.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't like use up a charge if you don't do it right. I remember that in there.
So, look, I failed the heal total.
Alright. Well, you can still move if you want. You
move back. Might want to move out of the way. I don't know what's coming, but...
Yeah, he can say that as a free action. You can hear him. I mean, he's not that far ahead of you.
And then I say as a free action, look what I found. And I show everybody.
Kind of busy.
Minto doesn't know what it is.
But look!
Another alchemist fire. You might guess.
Whatever.
Alright, it's
your
turn.
It's your turn.
Race,
I'm just saying maybe you should move out of the.
Well, unless you're going to move still, yeah. Alright, Bryce.
I'm going to hold my action until I see what.
Okay, that's good call. Taboot.
Aren't you going in the opposite direction?
No, I just had stopped there because I didn't really.
He already expected something to come down.
Yeah.
All right, Kenny.
All right. So, if I do perception, what does that count? Is that a free?
That's a free action.
Or something. Okay. I'll do that first. And that'll be 26.
You don't see, like, a fire or anything, but you
hear, see...
You smell something from... I don't know if you can still see because you're low light vision, and it depends on having light. And seeing how you're going up, the light's diminishing, so you can't really see ahead of you. But you smell something... Yeah, I mean, you guys just experienced. You smell the telltale signs of Tanglefoot goop.
Oh, God.
Did we do that, or was that the Dark Knights? That's what I was trying to go back.
You guys, when the Shivers, remember, he got stuck in it?
That's okay. Right, with the drakes. That's what I knew, that's what I thought it was,
yeah.
But I couldn't remember if it was us or the Dark Knights. So.
Okay, well...
Like, I get it in real quick. And Dark Knights, huh?
I'm gonna... So I smell Tanglefoot, I don't hear anything,
yep.
Like, rolling downstairs, so...
Yep, the only other thing is footfalls is what you hear.
I'm gonna slow down to... I'm gonna keep going up for now, but slow down to the level where I'm looking at the ground.
Yeah, you can do safe... What's it called? Where you can walk across it safely if you just do it at, like, half your speed or something. Does that work with that, or is that
just... No, that's Caltrops.
Yeah, okay,
that's
yeah.
I think you can do, because once you step in it, you're like...
You're kind of
effed.
Do an awesome backflip.
Yeah, try to jump it.
Jump
it. I know you can't see it.
Yeah,
you can't see it, but try to jump
it. You turn around, and you see him and the ghoul falling down the steps, and he's sitting there punching it.
Well, I mean, it's only, what, 5 feet wide? I could conceivably bounce between the walls.
Like acrobatic?
Yeah, you could do that, yeah. But, I mean... It's going to be a negative because you can't see where the Tanglefoot is, and you're losing your light. Because basically what I'm basing it on is you're getting most of your light from the fluorescent stuff coming from down there.
Okay.
I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, there's some point that it gets really dark, but it's surprising. Well, I'm gonna go with caution now.
Okay.
So I don't know how much I'm gonna leave.
So that would be just double movement.
Okay. So.
And once you get half your like one movement, roll a perception check.
Well, it's still 14.
It's going to be a minus because of the dark. Yeah, you're going to...
But I also was being cautious.
Yeah, that's true. So I'll probably... You, like, start to step, like, one more step after you do your original 30 feet, and you stop yourself just in time and kind of, like...
Oh, shit.
Step on the sign, and you see that the bunch of that Tanglefoot goop is, like, all over the floor.
Tanglefoot goop.
Gross.
You just hear him say that.
Butter
cake!
Butter cake.
Someone butter caked all of these stairs, guys.
Moist, such moist butter cake.
I've only had some panties in my mouth. Butter cake. Alright, so that is where we're going to have to end it.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.